ATR.
Or ND7J.
Wow, you got a great signal this morning, Mom. And how's your day going, sir?
It's raining. Whenever it rains, it seems like I can hit the repeater real good. When it's sunny, I can't. And my day's going fairly well. Just doing my little trip to Englewood this morning, and I'm probably going to be staying in the rest of the day. Getting covered with water. It's raining.
Seems you haven't had a shower for a week or so, that ought to be of some, consequence.
Going for the throat right off the bat in the morning. Nice.
Bernice about swallowed her chewing gum over here. Won't say hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, good morning, Bernice. And I made some of your sausage today. Well, yesterday, and now it's in the refrigerator chilling.
Hungry KB4 CPA.
Hey, good morning, David. Hope you're doing well. And I'll pass it over to you, and you can send it over to Mr. Tom, ND7J Mobile.
Sitting in a drive through here. I'm giving me some drugs. So anyway, I'm here at Memorial Hospital. This will be my last time I'm switching to Publix and good RX. It's going to save me several hundred dollars a year. They changed their plan here, and they don't take our insurance, so I had to pay cash for everything, and it's still outrageous. But anyway, go ahead, there, Mr. Tom. Are you keeping your toes dry?
Good morning, Dave. Yes, I guess. We're going over to Spartanburg here and look at a TV, I think. But not made up my mind yet. And get some other groceries or mass consumables, shall we say. Well, we get that good RX. They do it automatically at Walmart there in Taylor's, and it is a good thing. I get very minimal amount of prescriptions there, and what I do, they automatically kick that in, and it has on occasion helped. But Publix is a fine store. That's just all I can say about it, and there's no doubt. It's 46 degrees and kind of sprinkling, but boy, that is a big, long amount of rain, Bob, coming from down there in the Louisiana area all the way up through here. It looked like on the radar to me, ND7J and 0TR.
Good, that's for sure. Not waves of water, but a good steady rain. And I use Express Script. I just switched that over for my dad. It's all mail order, and it's a big savings. And I may switch it over myself for my stuff here. We'll have to take a look and see. But Express Script, look them up. Maybe you might find some better deals there. And I'm just heading up the road in the rain. It looks like I need a new wiper blade. So that's all the big and exciting things I have this morning. KB4 CBA, ND7J. Go ahead, David.
The drive through, Bob. Well, we developed a big white spot in the middle of our 65-inch TV, and we've had it about 6 years. Kind of ticks me off, but I looked it up, and that is one of the symptoms of that particular Samsung model, although Samsung's at the highest part of the list of being good, we looked in Consumer's Guide and that, but there's quite a few of them good now. But at any rate, we're looking to replace it. That white spot's kind of annoying. Just looks like something about the size of a golf ball in the middle of your screen.
Gusto, and I buy the biggest TV for the least amount of money, because they only seem to last 5 to 6 years, no matter how much you spend. So I have bought TVs from Walmart for the last several years, and so far I haven't had bad luck on them, but when they go bad, it's a lot less than 300, it's a lot less than 800, that's for sure.
The ones over at, let me turn this radio down further, the ones over at Sam's and Costco's, well, Sam's had a deal I noticed online last night. Now, we may be wasting our time, because you know how sometimes you go in the store and they'll say, oh, that's only online, but they included a four-year additional warranty from Allstate, and it was free. But when I put it in the cart, it was supposed to show it there, and it didn't show it, so I called them. The lady wasn't sure, but she did give me a conversation number and said I could call her back and make rest assured that I'd get it, but I don't feel too confident about that, so I'd rather go in there and put my Mark II eyeball on it, you know.
I'm back, KB4CBA.
Well, I'll turn it back over to you. Yeah, I know what you mean, Tom, for sure. I usually will go to the store and buy one, Sam's or whatever, and just be done with it. But I'm pulling down my road, fellas. David, good to hear you. Tom, Bernice, nice to hear you this morning. I hope you have a good day, and I'll be hiding from the rain here shortly. David, go ahead, KB4CBA, go ahead, take it, and NT7J will be clear when I get in the driveway.
Well, I wanted to tell you, Bob, you know, you're in no danger out there because that kind of stuff floats. Bernice told me that anyways. Have a good day, Bob. NZLTR, go ahead, Dave.
How we going, Bob? 73, stay dry and warm. There was just a little humor there that hit me when you said you wanted to put your eyeball on the TV. You know, that just, I don't know, it just hit me funny.
With a throat again there on Bob, and he didn't even answer. Boy, something's the matter with that boy this morning. I got him with a two. Shoot. Yeah, that's what the pilots used to say. They put the Mark II eyeball on it. They
you hurt my feelings, so I went away.
Yeah, I'll bet. Good luck with that.
And the, in the parts business, I know especially automotive parts, I would, if they said, it shows we have one in stock, I would say go put your hand on it, and that means, you know, literally go put your hand on it and make sure it's there and it's the right part, because computers have been known to be wrong.
They not. Of course, Shirley's been wrong at times, and they, I find them to be consistently wrong.
I'm sorry, I missed that part about you find what to be consistently wrong.
Well, I found that Shirley's wrong a lot. You know, Shirley, it's there. And also, I found that they, T-H-E-Y, now, I never have figured out who they is, but they is consistently wrong.
Talking about the ubiquitous them, yeah. I've been told about them a lot, and they can't tell you who they are. They just say, you know, they said, and you, when you say, well, who's they, and they go, oh, well, I can't tell you. So it's kind of a, anyway. So, an expression that means absolutely nothing.
They are ubiquitous. Wow, that's college level. You know, I flunked a ton phonics day. I'd have to go to the dictionary for that. Oh, no, Siri. Siri's always right.
Siri's about as dumb as a rock. Sometimes I tell her, I'll say, hey, Siri, you're stupid. And she goes, she'll say something like, that's not very nice, or something like that.
not. But, you know, I think I use Siri for spelling anymore, more than I used to. I was always a good speller, but by later years, I guess. And every time you're trying to type an email or something, it always comes up to where it's questioning your, English, which definitely wasn't one of my favorite subjects. And we were over to Amy's yesterday, and she developed an Excel chart for Isaac from now on clear through high school, and he'll be a sophomore coming up next year. And I noticed one of the things in there, I think it was you needed 4 credits of English, and I thought, OMG. I couldn't stand 4 credits of English. And I don't know why it's required, but I guess that's because I'm not smart enough to understand it, Dave.
Kid here
I guess locally, graduated at 12 years old. And, from college? No, he did both high school and college together, Bernice said. By the time he was 12 years old, and of course, he's gifted, but Isaac's not that caliber. Oh, yeah, and Bernice says, and that kid's got two companies, consulting, robotics, you know, even, but there are exceptions like that everywhere, but what I'm saying is, she could sell that almost because it lets, we didn't have help like that. It lets these youngsters know what they need to do, like if they want to get into Clemson or Duke or someplace like that. You can't just do the regular old root and toot stuff. Phil, if he's listening, but There's certainly nothing wrong with that way of entering into it. I think those technical schools are just superb and would have been a good option for me had we had one back there. But I did take some vocational tech for a couple of years and enjoyed that. But it was hard to juggle it and work too because I was on call 24 hours a day. But certainly didn't hurt me any. I took some electronics and courses and some HVAC so I could pass my licenses. Hey, we're just about there and getting into traffic. It's been a pleasure this morning. I better let you go. We're sitting here. Right here at the corner where you turn to go to Sam's. Take care. KB4CBA and Gerald GR 73.
Careful out there on the road, and I'm almost home. Got about 3 more miles. So, good to talk to you this morning. And I'll see 73's. And Bernice, make him behave. And 0TRKB4CBA mobile.
74DJW.
KB4CBA.
Hey David, I'm downstairs testing out Robert's handheld. This is a handheld put the piece parts together on a remote speaker mic. I'm just seeing if it works. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound good. Just a teeny bit of white noise in there with you, but it's just barely noticeable. And everything else sounds good.
I don't know how to change power setting on it. I don't know how much power I'm putting out, but it's working. I got another one just like it. I'm going to switch this mic over to that one and see if it works. You going to be around for a few more seconds?
Just pull in the garage, but I'll give you another radio check. Go ahead when you get ready.
This is the second of two that are just like two loop songs. Is this one working too?
That one's working. It's got more white noise in it, but I don't know what if you're using the rubber duck or what.
Well, that's another issue. I don't know what. I just found antennas that would have the matching connector and put it on here, so I don't know if it's the right antenna. Anyway, that gets those two. At least I know those two work. All right, I'll let you go inside. Appreciate the help, David. KB4CBA, KB4DJW.
Dave, have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. KB4DJW, KB4CBA, clear.